So today I wanted to have a little chat with you about good habits. And you know what? It's very easy to talk about good habits, isn't it? Because a lot of us have habits that we're not so proud of, habits that we wish we could change. And so I'm going to really share today a few pointers that I believe you'll resonate with and some that you may even want to work on. And please, if you've got any ideas or any additional contributions that you'd like to make, feel free to drop those in the comments. I've got a few bad habits that I'm still trying to work on, and I'll put my hands up and say that because I know I am not perfect, but I also want to share some good habits with you, many of which I've already adopted myself and that you might want to consider having as part of your kind of daily routine or weekly routine or at least monthly goals to push yourself forward. And so if it's the first time you're listening into this podcast, I just have to tell you, I'm a crazy lady who actually built her business on £100 over 8 years ago. And I decided to start back up my podcast series because so many of you had actually said, what happened to the Inspire Your Biz podcast? I'll share another day what happened. And I do want to again give a public thank you to my daughter who started this all off several years ago, and she now works at the BBC. So good habits. What really defines a good habit? Interesting question for some of us. I think a good habit is something that actually gives us positive outcomes. And so what I'll share today will hopefully help you to consider that. What is a good outcome to you? And more importantly, you know, what are you doing at the moment that you might change to convert into a good habit? You know, it could be around sleep, for example. It could be around eating. I know that I do not drink enough water, and that's definitely needs to be a good habit of mine this year. So let's kick off. Let's talk about the business angle. And maybe I may actually do one around health specifically, but let's put it in here now. Drinking water, definitely a good habit, right? And I know a lot of health experts and nutritionists will back me up on this for the obvious reasons. Another thing that I want to suggest is around waking up early, slightly earlier than you normally would. And I'm not saying this because of a particular routine that you need to have. However, if you're someone who struggles with time management or often says, oh, I don't have time to do this, I don't have time to, you know, focus on this, I don't have time to do this task, a little tip is that waking up slightly earlier could massively shift the way that you feel about your day and even the amount of productivity you have in a day or at any given time in the week. Another point is asking for help. I think it's so important that we get into the habit of asking for help. There's a really old school 90s tune called Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And I will refer to that in the business sense that, you know, as business owners, if we don't get used to asking for help when we are stuck, it could actually mean that we fall down quite a few times. And in my business, I've had to learn that the hard way, certainly when I was taking on way too much and hadn't actually thought through outsourcing and delegating. Also, just in terms of admitting that we don't know something, because I don't know it all. That's why I work with mentors and invest in coaching and, you know, memberships where I can learn more. So if you don't know it all, and you're happy to admit you don't know it all, get used to the habit of asking for help. Ask for help if you don't know. Another thing I want to share with you is that more of us need to get into the habit of blocking out time, but also making sure we've got business goals set. So blocking out time is one habit that we need to get used to. And I always use the phrase, we need to make time to make time, but also blocking out time and actually working on our business goals. And those business goals could be sales related, development related, just as examples. But I think it's really important to make sure that you've got time blocked out in your diary and also have a set of business goals that you're working towards over a set period. And I guess that then looks at the importance of getting into habits around planning and measurement. Now, you already know, if you've been listening to me over the last few years, I am a sucker for planning, and I use that word sucker because I am quite literally the person that plans. And that's actually because I got into the habit of planning very early on in my career, which started over 25 years ago, where I was being trusted by larger brands and organizations to map out and plan their strategies and, you know, their brand development and their campaigns. So I'm definitely an advocate for planning, but also making sure that you measure as well what you're doing. So you're actually tracking the success of your campaign, giving yourself some key performance indicators, or, you know, looking at analytics so that you can see how well you are doing. And I want to say as well, another habit, and this depends on your mindset, is getting into the habit of serving rather than selling. Now, this is definitely going to be a sticky one for some people, because I know that many gurus and experts will tell you that you have to close the sale, and, you know, you need to sell hard, and, you know, you need to get your sales in. And whilst I talk about sales targets and organizing yourself so that you've got at least one financial objective that you work with each month or each quarter, I believe that sales come through or flow by us actually serving. And this is actually how I built my business over 8 years ago on my small budget of just £100 with my two children, now four children, in tow. So I just served. I always served up great content. And I made sure that I got into the habit of listening, keeping my ears to the ground in terms of industry trends, in terms of people's needs, in terms of social media, what was going on around me. And also just having that respect for people. And I actually have a lot of respect for people, irrespective of their, excuse the pun, but background, financial capabilities, capacity to actually run their business. I have a lot of respect for people. And that's because I was raised to not cast judgment on others. And I think there is a kind of snobbery that exists sometimes in business, and kind of hierarchy and kind of cliqueness that I don't like to affiliate myself with at all, which is why I sometimes stick out like a sore thumb. I'm a little bit of a misfit, because when everyone's going left, I like to go right. And when people are talking about, you know, doing things a certain way, I'll sometimes challenge that if I don't agree with it. And I do respect other people's opinions, but I don't always have to listen to them and implement what I heard. So respect is a big thing for me, actually taking on other people's opinions and respecting someone else's viewpoint, and then being a decision maker, getting into the habit. And this is my final point, of being your own decision maker. And you know what? Sorry, I'm going to add in another one. Being your own cheerleader too. We have to get into the habit of being our own decision maker, being the boss of you, but also the cheerleader one, blowing your own trumpet. Now, these are very, you know, brief pointers, but I'm going to expand on them a bit more in this week's blog post. You can check out the blog, insighttomarketing.com/blog. But I hope this helps you to think about the way in which you're running your business. Again, if there are other things you want to add, please do. I'm going to add some more into my blog post as well. And if you haven't yet subscribed, or you're not yet a follower or connection on my socials, do make sure you check out the hashtag AskI2M. That's AskI2M for Mike. And yeah, I'm glad to be connected to you. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a great week, guys. Speak to you soon.